one quick question here for you, actually, Chris. It says it's from Jeremy in Pennsylvania. He says, I've been learning about environmental science in school, just graduated, and have been confronted with an alternative view of global warming. My textbook tells me that global warming is entirely anthropogenic, but I've heard from sources that the Earth has cycles which heats and cools. Which one's right?
Well, this is a difficult area. So I sent that question to Jonathan Shanklin, who is from the British Antarctic Survey. He was on this programme just recently. And this is what he says. He says, the Earth does go through regular cycles of warm and cold, and we're currently in one of the warm periods. The cycles are clearly shown in Antarctic ice cores, which show several cycles over the last 750,000 years, with each one lasting around 120,000 years. Carbon dioxide levels and methane levels are high during the warm periods and low during the cold periods. The main driver behind these changes are variations in the Earth's orbit, and these would suggest that we should now be heading towards a very slow cooling. We have, however, changed our atmosphere so fundamentally that carbon dioxide levels are much higher than at any time in the past 750,000 years. This much higher level of CO2, 30% higher in fact, is what's giving rise to the anthropogenic global warming. We're probably committed to at least a 5-degree rise in average global temperatures. This will have a dramatic effect on ice cover and sea levels. The need to cut carbon dioxide levels so urgently is to prevent things getting even worse. The problem is actually even greater than this, because in the developed world, we're consuming resources from over three planets, which is not sustainable, as we only have one planet. It's a sobering thought, isn't it, that we could have changed our atmosphere by such a huge amount in such a short space of time. Thank you very much to Jonathan Shanklin from the British Antarctic Survey for that answer. Well, that's pretty much all we've got time for on this week's Naked Scientist. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to Phil Rosenberg for coming in and helping to present. Thank you, Phil. And also to our production team, Ben Valsler, Asi Kateri and Sabina Miknovich, who helped to run this week's programme. Next time, we'll be finding out about the science of forensics from Dr. Trevor Emmett. We'll be exploring how he finds out who done it, and also finding out how fat you'd need to be to stop a speeding bullet. In fact, we'll be doing the experiment live here on The Naked Scientist next time. Don't forget our question of the week, of course. Sabina wants to hear from you if you can tell us why does a bug fly in circles around a light bulb, or if you have any other questions that you'd like us to sniff out the answer to for you, just email questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com. And on our website, thenakedscientist.com/forum, you can find out all about the thriving hubbub of science chit-chat that's going on from all around the world. Do come and join us. Until next time, goodbye.